Thanks for being with us for our breaking news tonight. Political and legal history made in New York. Former President Donald Trump found guilty on all 34 counts in his New York hush money trial. The presumptive Republican nominee reacting to the historic verdict just outside that lower Manhattan courtroom.
This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here.
Joining us live now is Paul Berman, Walter S. Cox, Professor of Law at the George Washington University. Thank you for a bit of your time tonight, Professor. A lot was made of Michael Cohen not being the greatest, most reliable witness, and a shaky prosecution presentation at times. And the same was said of the defense. Were you surprised in the end by how this unfolded?
Well, I think I was impressed by the fact that the jury actually went and re-looked at the evidence from the National Enquirer editor to see whether it corroborated what Michael Cohen had to say. And it suggested that the jury really took this seriously and created a verdict that I think really represents the rule of law at its finest.
Tell me more about that. You were saying impressed by the fact that maybe the outside noise wasn't getting in, which I think is the way this is supposed to work with the jury. They just focus on what was presented to them, what was in front of them. A rare thing these days, I suppose, because of all the political and legal fireworks that we see.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on two juries, and I really trust the way juries deliberate, and it seems like they took it very seriously here. And we have to recognize what's happened, which is that, you know, this is the first time in history that one of the major candidates of one of the major parties is a convicted felon, and he's been convicted for lying on both governmental records and to the American people about hush money payments he made to cover up a sexual liaison so that he could become president. That's a major thing, and it's something that I think the American people should pay a lot of attention to when they go to vote in November.
A major thing, as you refer to it, and yet in the galaxy of the other accusations against the former president related to January 6th and classified documents, is it diminished, even though it may be the only one we have before the election?
Well, you know, I think there are multiple illegalities that have been charged against Trump. You know, this is breaking the law just like those are breaking the law. And so, you know, it's hard to say one is more serious. I think obviously the other two have to do with national security and the democracy. But in a sense, this one had to do with the democracy also because it was an attempt to cover up information from the American people in the run-up to the election, so that he could get elected. And in fact, it was successful. He did get elected, perhaps because he was able to cover up this information. So, you know, it's hard to measure importance. I do think, you know, obviously this trial might not result in a prison sentence because 4 years is the maximum sentence and he's a first-time offender and might get probation. And of course, it might get appealed through the New York State court system. So we don't know that Trump will ever serve time for this charge, but I think it's still a serious charge and a significant verdict that was rendered today.
You walked us right up to my final question, Paul, as we are out of time. Sentencing is on July 11th. You talked about a nonviolent first-time offender and no prison time. But Judge Juan Merchan also seems interested in sending a message here. He was not at all happy with the former president, for example, for violating the gag order, for mumbling during the testimony. There's a lot there's a big statement that the judge could make here.
Yeah, that Trump was a very uncooperative defendant in the courtroom, and so I don't know whether that will factor into how the judge looks at this. Obviously, it's a first-time offense, and we also, you know, have all the extenuating circumstances that he's running for office and so forth. So it'll be interesting to see what he does in July, but just recognize no matter what he says with regard to the sentence, there will be an appeal, and Trump will be out of prison pending those appeals.
Paul Berman, thank you very much for your time. Good to talk to you tonight.